Welcome to BLPA Big Show. Hockey, sports, life for the adult athlete. Powered by the Beer League Players Association. Follow us at the BLPA.
Everybody, just follow.
Keep connected with us. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. You dig that?
Follow.
On every social media outlet. And make sure you follow the crew on Twitter. Nick at Nicker Jones. Jason at Beer League Jason. And Brooklyn at BLPA Brooklyn. Let's get it.
Welcome to the greatest sports show in the world. Good week, everybody. It has been a good week. I'm back in Calgary. Yesterday, I was stuck in Dallas-Fort Worth flying here because I missed my flight on Sunday night, and it was 80 degrees. And today in Calgary, it's a balmy – it's just cold, and it's snowing. Snow is all over the place. It's fucking ridiculous.
Wait a minute. It's snowing?
Yeah, yesterday I was wearing shorts. I wore shorts and slides from the airport. I was like, okay, this isn't too bad. And now today, I wake up and snow is covering the land. And so that's basically, yeah. Haven't been home in a month, and this is what I come home to. It's bullshit. But anyway, Brooklyn, Jason, how are you guys?
I'm good, Nick.
Hey, pretty good.
Good. That's good. That's good to hear. Very good to hear. Anything exciting happened to you guys in the last week?
My life's been fairly boring for the last week.
That's good. That's good. I see it's cold in Nashville too. It looks like because you're wearing sleeves.
It's not actually. It's like gonna get up to almost 90 today.
Oh well, maybe you're turning. Maybe you're getting old and your blood's flowing slower, so you're just getting colder.
I mean, around the house, occasionally I will wear sleeves. You know, I'm in the house.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Brooklyn.
Tried to be an athlete. Did some beer league volleyball tournament. We were bad.
How's Brett's body?
He is in shambles, you know, but he didn't break himself, so that's good. His knees are sore, his elbow's sore, he's got a little shin splints. It's my brave little boy.
This guy.
What sounds like he got shit on.
Yeah,
we did.
Luckily not literally.
No.
Oh well,
no,
maybe literally. How much did he get? Oh boy. Hey, Jeff Peck's in here. Just shout out Jeff Peck. I had to make sure that I sent him a link because he chirped me for not telling him that we were going live, and I'm like, bud, you just turn on the Noti Bells. And so I guess the Noti Bells is me sending him a message on Facebook. So shout out Jeff Peck, get fucked. But anyway, lots of stuff. I was in Virginia Beach, beautiful. I mean, I don't know if you guys remember the backdrop of our podcast last week where I was at the beach, waves rolling in, breaking. So you guys know where I'm from originally.
Yeah, of course. Pardon?
Yeah, Oklahoma. I'm from Oklahoma, land of the Twister, right?
Yeah.
I'm laying in bed in Virginia Beach. I believe it was Thursday night, might have been Friday night, and my phone just tornado warning in your area. Get to cover. I'm on like the ninth floor of a fucking building. And so I walk my ass down the steps. Okay, where's the tornado shelter? And the guy goes, we don't have one of those.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. And so I just went back up. But I figured out Oklahoma, this probably can't be that big of a tornado. And I survived.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised you even moved. Like I'm from Tennessee, which is I consider like we're kind of in the area that's like second most tornadoes behind like that whole strip, Oklahoma down to Texas or whatever it is. So like I wouldn't have moved. I'd have been like, "What? We're in Virginia Beach. How big of a tornado can it be?"
Okay, two things. I've lived in Canada for the last since 2013, so 11 years now. Yeah. So maybe I'm getting a little weak. But also, it was also 1:45 in the morning. It woke me up. So I was in a little bit of a state of confusion.
Okay, right? Yeah. You just didn't have your wits about you yet. That makes sense.
Oh, look. This guy says we got some good-looking talent on the show, and he's talking about me and you, Jason, I think.
Yeah, clearly clearly not Brooklyn.
Yeah. Here's what's weird. One guy says she's ugly for our show, and this guy says. So it's each their own. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think I also have another project in my mind percolating, and it's writing a story about all the beer league drama that goes on in this world. Like not necessarily me, but it would be loosely based on a true story, but like just stuff like that you hear that like stuff that I hear that I do that I've been doing on a basis, like sending things from Mountain Standard Time when I haven't been in Mountain Standard Time for like a fucking month. It's just wild hearing these stories and just the amount of drama that goes into beer league and even in the games. Like there's some drama in Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
Does drama happen? Like beer league is drama, and I get it. People like drama. I understand it. So now I've decided we're just going to start creating the drama ourselves. It could be fake, could be real. But I mean, we're gonna create it.
It works for reality television because we know reality television is like 90%, you know, not real drama. It's you know, they produce it.
Yeah, they do. They do produce it. And you know what I hate about fans of this show? Just absolutely hate. Like, I just listen. I love the fans, but I hate when they point out shit that they're not supposed to point out.
Okay,
that's just what I mean, Jeff just called me out. Gonna fire up a live potty and not even point out the new merch he's wearing. Here's the deal. I got up. I was like, oh, new shirt. I'm gonna put it on, wear it. Forgetting that the VIP boxes just went out and no one would have received this shirt yet. So, Jason, this is the shirt that you're getting.
If it comes, right?
If it comes. Okay. Good. I mean, you had Tannis in here. You had her go dig through all the boxes.
I didn't have her do anything. You had her. I just asked you a simple question. Hey, what was the last piece of merch? I don't think I got it.
Yeah, but you know why I did it? Because I'm a man of the people, and when the people ask, I do, right?
Yeah.
But
then you yelled at Tannis, and now she's going to be mad at me like I was the one that came in here demanding to know an answer when really it was you. Are we creating drama right now?
Yeah, exactly. Is it working? But look at the detail of this thing. Like, I didn't realize this till I put it on. I'm looking at it. This is like a hockey stick that's taped up.
Yeah.
Right? Like in the L. Like that's just fucking, we're next level. Yeah. Next level fucking merch right here, boys. You can buy it. I had the merchandise trailer out at Virginia Beach, just selling shit, just popping it off, but new stuff that no one's ever seen. I just brought it out, put it on.
Went well though?
Yeah. I mean, the tournament was good. I mean, here's the deal with the back. You gotta have way more teams. You gotta have way more teams to make the experience greater. Right, because in my mind's eye, the lot's packed with RVs and party animals, tents. And when you only have like, you know, 9 to 12 teams or 14 teams, it's not where I want it. I know everyone's having fun. This is the curse that I live with of always bigger, better, cooler, you know. And so it was cool. It was a great time. They did like. The ECHL team practices out of there. And I guess the team they were supposed to play that night canceled on them. So instead of doing a game at their arena, they just did an inter-squad scrimmage. So it was packed with non-beer league players, and they were buying our merch as well, which was solid, right?
Yeah.
And then we busted out the first kids merchandise, the Root Beer League Players Association shirt, and people were eating it up, bud. People were eating that shit up. So lots of good stuff. Lots of good stuff. Here's the deal, Peck. Jason didn't even get a box is what he's saying. And we're baffled. He's got them before. We know it went out. What? Don't kill my donkey. We got to raise them pigs to be warthogs so they can help mama and papa live in peace.
That's true. That's just facts.
That's I mean, Quentin, preach, bud. Preach.
Clearly also from Oklahoma.
Clearly. You know, hey, listen, you know, I was married before. And she was from a small town in Oklahoma called Ringland, Oklahoma. Yes, it was started by Ringling Brothers and those people. I think I might have made that up, but I think so. I think so.
You should have just went with it. It sounded so confident at first that I was like, oh, okay, sure.
But let's look. Okay, I'll look it up as the show goes on. Like the first time we met, like I was playing baseball, college baseball. My teammate was from there. He was dating from somewhere, and so he introduced us. And the first time that we met. Like my teammate, and then they took me to a pig show, right? And listen, I'm an Oklahoman, but I'm not into that. Like I'm a city guy, right? Like it's but they're walking around like knocking these pigs with a fucking big fucking long stick, just hitting them, bam, bam, bam. Like all right, tannering up the bacon, I got it. But they're leading them around to sell them, right? But so we go into the back where they're like shaving pigs because I guess before you sell a pig and kill it, you gotta make it look good. I don't know, but some pigs get loose. And they say, hey, you, jump in front. Don't let that pig pass. And I was like, there ain't no pig killing me here, boys. And they just – that's how I got the nickname Rich City Kid, which was wild. And it just kind of stuck. But so I am from Oklahoma, but into that shit. I mean, listen, I got on a horse a couple times. I broke my arm in a fucking pony ride, all right? I got bucked off a fucking pony at a carnival and wrecked my arm. So, like, any animals, I can do dogs. That's about it, right? Pause. I didn't mean to say it like that, but I can hang out with dogs and that's about it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so before we get too much further, Jason, why don't you tell them where they can find us on social media?
You can find us on all social media at the BLPA. You can find all of us on Twitter. You got at Nicker Jones, at BLPA Brooklyn, two N's on the end there, and at Beer League Jason. And then you got Nick over on the Instagram at the Nicker Jones.
Yep, that's where you got me. All right. Also, patreon.com, the BLPA. Go Patreon. Subscribe on Facebook. We actually have a new segment we're going to start. I don't know if we're going to start it today, but it's going to be called BLPA After Dark. And it's going to be special. You can only get it for doing the extra subscribing stuff on Facebook. I don't know how much, like $7 or something. But I just found out today, we're trying to figure this out. If you have Twitch, if you have Amazon Prime, you can go to Twitch. You can subscribe to us for free. Like, you're already paying Amazon. They're just going to give us $2 if you use your Amazon Prime to subscribe to us. It costs $0 to you and just $2. And think of how many people, if we get all of the BLPA in there to do this, we're paying Jason for sure. He's not going to wear sleeves. I'll make him come on topless every fucking time.
For sure. Don't care. I'll do that. No problem.
Don't care. Yeah. So, yeah. And speaking of topless, getting paid to go topless.
Okay, go on.
Speaking of it, Brooklyn. She said she's down for anything, right? So it's cool. But she sent me a TikTok today about some stripper from Miami paying taxes. And from stripping, OnlyFans and Pornhub, she makes like $338,000 a year. And it's wild. And I'm like, I wish someone, what did I say? I wish someone wanted to see me naked enough that I can make $300,000, because I would not be doing this shit. I would be being naked
for $300,000. Sure. And like, I also ran into a similar story, but basically like this chick was an OnlyFans model and now she's found God or something. But anyway, the moral of the story was she had made like $12 million on OnlyFans before she found God. And stop doing that. And I would have been like, man, God couldn't have pulled me away from $12 million more dollars. I can promise you that.
Well, I mean, we talked about last week that how much we would need to live. Like, don't you think $12 million, like, you're good? You don't have to do that anymore?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
So, I mean, that's what she did.
Could be it.
So, yeah. So, basically, if you want to pay us to get naked, I mean, we're in, I guess, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I just looked at Ringling originated in 1914 and was incorporated in 1915. The town was named in honor of John Ringling, its founder and the proprietor of the Ringling Brothers Circus. In 1913, John Ringling partnered with Jake Hammond to build a railroad westward from Ardmore to Lawton. So that goes in between Ringling up. But anyway, so, well, Matt, our fans are on board too. They would also show butthole. So, hey. We have an OnlyFans, Matt. If you want to go into partnership and you want to be the butthole guy, if you want to be Matty Butthole, you're in. You're in. We're looking for it.
I know we've talked about selling bruise picks before. I got a solid bruise on the inside of my thigh right now.
Hey, send it. Send it to me. I'll put it on OnlyFans right now. We'll see what we can get for it. Put it. Okay. It's called Beer League Bruises, everybody.
Yep.
But anyway. Oh boy, here we go. There's people just chirping about the drama already. The I'm gay for you, Nick, was part of that drama, which was a weird thing. But anyway. All right. So
tell us more.
I don't want to give these guys more play than what we have, but it's just you know what I'm saying? Like the ex people just whenever shit goes wrong for them, it's always my fault, you know? And so they got a pile on, I guess. I don't know. But nonetheless, we got stuff to talk about from last week with this McDonald's thing. Because I've been doing the deep dive.
I've got my notes right here.
Okay. Yeah. While you're doing it, part of mine was Egg McMuffin. So I'm going to see how long it actually takes me to eat Egg McMuffin while you guys are discussing. All right. And I'm going to time myself because it's part of my stuff. Okay. I might be able to get it one. You think I might be able to get it one bite? You think?
Yeah. One.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're a man.
I can't get one.
I believe that content.
Okay. Brooklyn, you go over your notes first while Nick eats this sandwich, and then I'll do mine.
Okay, so I don't think there's any possible way that I can do it. The most expensive meal I found was like $62, and there's no way I could eat that multiple times in 36 hours. Like maybe I could do like 10, but still.
What was a meal for $62?
So I got a McFlurry, and then I put in caramel, so that was charged extra. A poutine, a coffee frappuccino, a bottle of water, a McMuffin, a 6-pack of chicken nuggets, and then, or no, 3 6-packs of chicken nuggets and 3 things of gravy.
Okay. That's a lot.
So, yeah, that I was trying to go separate.
The gravy's going to weigh you down for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, it's almost a dollar. I feel like it's a nice little dip sauce for the nuggets. So I was trying to.
But do you have to drink what you don't eat?
I would think so.
Probably, because you have to get it. You have to finish it. So just put it in the McFlurry after if I don't make it.
Hold on. 1 minute to eat Egg McMuffin. 1 minute.
How much does an Egg McMuffin cost?
In Canada, $5.19.
The most expensive Egg McMuffin is in Connecticut for $7.19.
So here's the thing, though. We got to decide, like, where are these prices coming from? And are we talking Canadian dollars or are we talking American dollars? Because Canadian dollars, I think, like, $1,000 is, like, 2 french fries, right? Like, and you're
close. Done? Yeah, okay. Pretty much.
it's basically Monopoly money. So my first thought was I'm going Happy Meal, okay? Because I don't have to eat the toy, but you're paying for the toy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So a 4-piece chicken nugget Happy Meal, 4 McNuggets, apple slices. It's like 4 of them, and like a tiniest fry. It's like a French fry box. It's like this big. It's like 8 fries can fit in there. That's $6.
Okay.
Then I add a large drink to that. Okay. So that's another $2. It's $8. And then I add a small fry. See, here's the thing. McDonald's and most fast food companies are all about value, right? The more you order together, the more value you get. Obviously, for us, we don't want to order anything together because we want to pay more for less.
Yep.
So then I'm ordering a small fry, which again is probably like 12 French fries. That's $3. So with tax, I'm at $12.10 for that meal. So that means I got to eat 2.3 every hour for 36 hours. Difficult, but I think I could do it.
Okay. Okay, that's okay. Now this is why I get paid the big bucks on the show. Okay? Because I really get in there. Like you guys are playing rookie ball right here. But me? Not me, bud. I'm in the bigs.
Okay.
I just found McDonald's most expensive items. All right? Cuz we said we could have wherever. It didn't matter if it was around the world or whatever. So, the very most expensive meal or the most expensive thing at a McDonald's is in Lebanon. It's the Grand Chicken Special. It's $27.19 USD, a sandwich.
Okay.
All right. So at 10 of those, it's 270. You have to eat 40 of them. 1 hour, basically. 1.1 to an hour. Okay.
Okay.
But I think we would get tired of eating the same thing for that many times.
But I would do it for $1 million.
Yeah, I would do it for $1 million. But there are other things, right? Maybe not as expensive. But in France, they have the signature, I can't pronounce French, signature Charlet's sauce à to moutardes. Okay. We're going to eat some moutards.
So what all comes on this chicken sandwich, though? I need to go back because
I'm looking at it. Okay. Here it is. Here's the picture. Yeah, I can show it to you. Okay. It's got 1 chicken patty. Okay. It's got 2 slices of cheese, tomato, lettuce, and sauce.
And a bun. So I'm with you, but at the same time, like, that's a big sandwich.
Yeah,
like it is a big sandwich. Actually think 4 McNuggets and a small fry is less.
I just don't know. I mean, we'd have to see. I'm going to have to go to Lebanon. This is all now expensed through the show.
Okay.
So we're going to need some Patreon to get over here and figure this thing out. Yep. But I mean, the sandwich in France is $14.38. There's a big, tasty, smoky double bacon, which sounds exquisite, really. $13.56. There's a Mega Tokyo in Israel. Weird. okay. It looks like – I don't even know what's on that thing. But here's really what I want to try. Now, the signature Surf and Turf from Germany. It's a burger with bacon, lettuce, onion, and then what looks like lobster on top with some kind of green sauce. I don't want to try it in this challenge. I just want to try it.
Yeah. No, I also want to try that. But I think what you are missing a little bit in this is that those are big sandwiches with a lot of things on it. And so, like, while it's the most expensive, is it the most expensive per ounce of food or per calorie? Like, well, listen, you got to start limiting those things. And that's why
not my area of science.
Right. Well, right? You're like the guy who goes to the grocery store and you're like, oh, this is the least expensive item, but then you don't look that it's what's the cost per ounce, and it's actually more expensive to buy it than something else, right?
That's so, how they get me. That's how they get me.
Every time. So, like, I was trying to go, like, fewest number of calories per dollar spent, because calories in is going to fill you up.
But literally, I just ate an Egg McMuffin, and I ate $7 in a minute.
That's true.
I ate $7 in a minute.
Yeah, that's no problem. If I'm hungry, I could eat probably two Egg McMuffins in a minute. The problem is, at some point, I'm not going to be hungry during this 36 hours, and it's probably going to be relatively quickly. Like, hour three, I'm no longer hungry.
So, okay. So, let's say we do it, but then as soon as we eat our two McMuffs, then we just get on the treadmill and start fucking jogging.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I would definitely have to, like, you'd have to exercise quite a bit to, like, burn this shit down. Exercising and pooping are going to be essential.
$7 every minute. Let's see how many minutes. 36 hours times 60. So I got $2,160. 2,160 minutes. All right? And if I can eat one every minute, I mean, for sure. For sure I could do that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, one every minute. No problem. Easy.
One every minute. But
what could go wrong?
Yeah, this guy has the global McDonald's right now has three Biscoff McPops for $5.19, small donuts from Spain's menu.
Yeah, see, that's the kind of thing, like, I didn't know about that, but that's the kind of thing you're looking for. Like, I need small amounts of food. Like, yeah, a big sandwich for $14 is great. I think your one that's $27 would probably work, but even still, like, bun, a chicken patty, and all. Yeah, it's.
But 1 hour.
Yeah,
like that seems.
You got to sleep some too, though. So like,
you do, but I'm gonna get
some hours. You're gonna have to eat too.
Yeah, fine. I mean, that sounds pretty reasonable. You're just gonna have to sleep once, right? 36 hours.
I think that the moral of the story is me and Nick could do it.
Yeah, I think that is the moral of the story.
Yeah.
And I could not. You know,
well, and if there was a time in Omaha where I sat down and ate an entire cheese Danish by myself for
and
breakfast.
Not a little one,
ones you get from a bakery that are like, you know, like the full pans.
It was
like,
bigger than his head for sure.
It's the one you're supposed to share for multiple breakfasts, but I just took a fork and just went.
It said served 8. To be honest with you, I think Jason that I think we could. So if anyone has $1 million and wants to see me and Jason do it, we're here. We're here to do that, right?
I would even say if you've got 2 million and the deal is we both have to do it or neither one of us gets it, I'm confident in Nick's abilities that I would risk my million saying he could do it too.
As am I.
Perfect.
All right. So just want to let everyone know this episode's worth $1. You can scan that code right there. It is. And listen, if you have an Amazon Prime account, go to twitch.tv/theBOPA. You can subscribe to us for free. It costs you nothing because you got Amazon Prime. And it kicks us back a couple dollars a month. And if we get 25,000 people in the BLPA to do this, or we're making $50,000 a month, I'm not going to be working much longer. So let's do it. If they did that, we could just podcast all day. We'll sit around and eat McDonald's all fucking day on live stream.
Whatever you want. We'll do whatever you guys want for that money.
We'll be like that lady that Brooklyn keeps trying to get that does weird Pilates stuff. And she like stares at the camera for... like hours. Like I can do that. Hours. I can stare at anything for hours, right?
So whatever you guys want, honestly.
So but anyway, okay. On to let's see, what are we gonna do? Jason got any ref stories?
Man, I don't have anything crazy that's happened in the last couple of weeks I told you guys the one from last week. I ref some B League games, which is the highest level you can ref in Nashville. Which is a little intimidating, but they went smooth. I did have a lady yell at me from the stands. First time that a lady's ever yelled at me from the stands. So guys coming in, two guys get tangled up. The guy with the puck goes down. I didn't think it was a penalty because it looked like kind of incidental contact with each other. And I'm skating back and I hear some lady just screaming from the stands. So I peek up and she looks at me and she goes, "Yeah, I'm talking to you." And I just busted out laughing right in her face. Like I thought it was the funniest shit I'd ever seen in my life. She was like blonde. She looked like she had Botox lips, like super fake looking. It was just hilarious to me. But everyone on the ice was relatively calm. Even the guy who got tripped was like, "Eh, that might have been a tripping penalty," as he skated by. But like, you know, that was it. He didn't yell at me or anything. But whoever that lady was, shout out to her for really getting into some B League hockey.
Hey, did you ever find out what happened to did anyone ever reach out about the fight on the side of the highway?
No one ever reached out. And I Googled it again. There's no info. So I think some guy just got his ass beat and that was the end of it.
Man, maybe we could recreate that and we'll make it like a real life dramatization story of
okay.
it. And
yeah.
Okay.
it's burnt in my brain, so I can direct this bad boy. I know
you,
exactly.
And you could probably remember facial features. You would get probably find the guy.
Black guy with dreads, fat white guy in a red shirt.
Let's get a police sketch of him and say, should. Does anyone know any of these guys? And I think it'll work. Listen, Jay Gleck, I'm gonna answer your question in a minute about Philly. I'm actually bummed about Philly. I beer leaguers are really doing me dirty right now, and I'm not happy about it. But we'll talk about that in a second. I'm going to show you. I saw someone comment up in the thing about greetings, y'all, from Dirty Mike's Greasers. So there was a team this weekend called Dirty Mike and the Boys, and they were the greasiest bunch of fucks I've ever met in my life.
Is that like, from Florida? The Florida guys?
No, different guys. No. This is better guys.
Okay.
So listen, these guys drink so much that one guy came in on Sunday for the championship game and couldn't find his gear. He thought he just left it in the parking lot and people ran off with it. But they drank so much beer, it was covered up in the back of his truck with all their beer. I'm not joking. Like, they were looking, and I'm like, I don't know, man. No one turned it in. He's like, fuck. Shit's all gone. I guess I'm going to have to go to Play It Again Sports and buy more shit, you know? I'm like, okay. And then they come back in laughing. I'm like, where'd you find your bag? He's like, oh, it was covered up with all the empties in the back of our truck. I'm like, oh, okay. What's crazy, what's fucking nuts about it is that that was beer cans. We served our free beer in kegs.
Oh, Jesus.
So that was extra above and with the kegs. So, but maybe that's what led to what I'm about to show y'all. Something that happened. It doesn't happen very often, but I'm going to show it to you. So let me see if I can pull this tech. This is why we need a producer here. And it might be loud, and I'm going to apologize if it is loud, but here we go. Can you guys see that? Can you guys see this?
Yep, we got it.
Okay, here we go. Well, down he goes. Bam, bam, bam. Feeding him.
Who is the guy not wearing hockey clothes that's fighting someone?
I'll tell you the story here.
Okay. And we need better camera women.
It's just... Okay, so... A little tilly tally going on. Okay, so you guys couldn't see me, but I was over there. I was on the other side in the back, and they're like, "Break it up!" I'm like, "Fuck, I'm not getting in the middle of that."
Yeah, no chance.
not a chance. Just let them fucking go, bud. At this point, that's assault. Basically, if someone wanted to go and they could get it for assault. Like, it's just the way it is, right? It's not even on the ice. It could be assault, but this is like cool. So. Basically, from my understanding, what happened, two guys were previously kicked out of the game. One of them was that guy in the khakis that you're asking
about. Went and changed.
Yeah, he went and changed. And apparently they were kicked out because there was a guy that gave some contact to the head. His story was he was just trying to push him in the chest, but it pushed him up and it got him in the face. He got kicked out. Okay. So they're standing there, and I guess stuff's going on the ice. Another team was out there, probably Dirty Mike and the Boys, because they're greasy as fuck, and they're chirping everyone, just getting people going, because that's what happens. I'm like, oh, get the fuck off, you know?
Yeah.
And it just escalated, and so they came out, you want to go, and then that's where you saw, and then the guy that came around, it was his son, and so he was defending his son. It was just a mess, right? And throughout that, the crazy part about that, it was a really good game. It was 2-1 for those two teams, and they were the best two teams. They were playing in the championship tomorrow, no matter what, and we got to kick out some of their players because of all this happened. They're like, well, you can't do that. I'm like, listen, well, if you're going to kick out this guy, you're going to kick out this. And I'm like, listen, I got this video. This is what I have to go on. Right. I was standing there, but it all happened. Like, I was just trying to get out of the way. Right. Yeah. So I got to go with what I see on this video. And so we got to kick out. And so that was kind of messy, but then, and I told him, like, here's the deal. If this is what's going to be tomorrow, the first sign of this kind of shit right here, we're going to end the game. And we're going to go home, and I'm going to give the championship to the team that played for third and fourth place, right?
Right.
And the kicker was, it was only the second period of that game, and the refs ended the game. And they were pissed off about that. And I said, hey, but listen, if a ref tells me that he's going to end the game, I cannot stop him. I have to defend my refs. And here's why he did it. Because he knows that with that happening, every little thing that happened on the ice, it's going to ramp up.
Escalate quickly.
And listen, I'm not here to defend refs by any means.
Whoa.
I'll even go into the locker room and say, hey, is there any refs in here? And if no refs raise their hand, I'll say refs suck. That's just that you're gonna think it. Other teams gonna think it. I'm gonna think it. Everyone's gonna think it. It's not gonna change the fact that the refs are out there and they're in charge.
Yeah.
So there's no use being donkeys about it. And that's with all due respect. with all due respect to Red, these refs aren't NHL officials. Even NHL officials suck when the Flames are playing. And so that happened, and people were saying, I guess the don't be a dick rule, it does apply.
100%. I mean, that's why that game got canceled.
Yeah, I mean, I can't stop that. I can't make these donkeys act like non-donkeys.
Yeah.
You know? It's just the way it is.
So as a ref, my take on it is ending the game there is correct because you're going to end the game early regardless, and it's just going to be more shit like that that goes on that's going to lead to it. Because like you said, someone's going to go out, someone's going to give someone an elbow, someone's going to touch someone, and then that person's going to get pissed, and they're going to go off, and now you're going to throw those two out, and then the next two do it, and you're going to throw those two out. Like, you're just delaying eventually throwing everyone out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're also risking a lot of people being injured in those 100%, practices, right? Because as you heard, they're wearing knives on their feet. They're wearing knives on their feet! Which is true. Yeah. And so
not
that's
me, kinda, actually. My skates are so dull, they're not knives. Exactly. It's a spoon on my foot.
We did get a sponsorship from Sparks. So we can get you a nice little Sparks machine.
Here's the problem.
Yep.
I have a Sparks. I'm just so fucking lazy, I never use it.
Why don't you get Kate out there?
What is she
going to do? Mirrors for sharpeners, bud. She just has to sit out there and press a button, I think. I mean, I haven't even opened
the Sparks
box.
No, that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think that's how it works. So
I should probably just do it myself.
You should. Yeah. I miss having a sponsor for this show because when we had our last sponsor, we got to do that wolf howl all the time. That was pretty fun. We got to find one with another cool animal so we can make animal noises. That's basically. And listen, get paid for it.
For the right amount of money, we'll make any noises you guys want us to make.
Get paid for it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So why am I bummed about Philly? I'm bummed about Philly because we had 16 teams registered and now we're down to 10, and one of those is shaky. Oh. We had 16 teams registered and had money in. And as I'm like, hey, you guys have money in, I got to get the schedule, I need you guys to pay. And like, oh, we're not going to do it. I'm like, one team had $795 in. And I said, well, you know, like, that's non-refundable. Like, I already paid for ice and everything. Yeah. And I'm like, God dang. Yeah. And so that's why I thought Philly was really going to, I mean, Columbus, 30 teams. It's like fucking, it's like clockwork, 30 teams.
So are we putting to rest the debate on the BLPA city? Is Columbus until further notice?
I think we have to.
Yeah.
There's more than 10 teams in Philly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So until further notice, Columbus is king.
And here's the deal. I'm also not going to root for the Eagles. I mean, I was on board. Yeah. I was going to start chant at every draft. I was going to start spelling out Eagles just to start it off. I was going to become a big Eagles fan.
Yeah.
I was going to wear green. I was probably going to put fucking wings on every draft jersey. Not anymore. It's just going to be cannons.
This is on you, Philly. You brought this on yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. You call yourself Philly sports fans. You've ruined it for everyone. I was going to make a difference. I was going to get America on Philadelphia's side. But you guys, that's why you can't have nice things. That's why you can't have nice things. Fucking crumb bums. That's what they call themselves in there. So that's it. All right. Well, I don't know where else to go. What else are we going to do in Japan, Brooklyn? You got any more Japan stories of things we're going to do?
I was looking. I sent you that TikTok about all the – well, we're not going to do it, obviously. Wink, wink. But all the rides at Universal Tokyo or Japan. I don't know what it was called. But some of those rides –
it's called Disney Sea.
That's it.
You can't say wink, wink. My kid basically told me, no.
No. You're
not going to Disney without me.
And all right.
Seems fair to me.
And here's the deal. Like, I only want to go. This is why I want to go. Because I'm learning Japanese, kudasai, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Konnichiwa. Learning it. I'm learning it. But I want to go see Haunted Mansion, my favorite ride, in Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to go in.
And now you can't?
I can, but then
apparently
you
can.
Then I'm a bad father.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm a bad father. I would just have a disappointed son.
Have we purchased the Dragon Ball Z Frieza costume for Brooklyn yet? I sent you a link and it's on sale and everything. Like, I don't understand what we're waiting for.
Should we do it right now?
Yeah, we should.
You know what we should do? We should start an Amazon wish list for everything that we want Brooklyn to do and make people pay for it.
Okay, that's
and then see what people do. Dirty Mike is needed in every tourney. Can you guys come to Philly this weekend? So, listen, Jeff. Okay, listen, Brooklyn, Jeff wants you to do your thing here. He's saying that all we're doing is talking and you're just reacting to us. So we're going to let Brooklyn talk. Brooklyn, you have the floor.
All right. Oh, see, I just like the reaction. I try not to, my face is very telling, so I was trying to keep it intact, but some of the stuff you say just, it cracks me up.
Can't help it.
I've got a good question for you.
Okay.
So if, hypothetical, of course. So you get $1,500 a day for life, but the catch is that every time you pee, it feels like you're peeing sulfuric acid. Would you do it?
Every day, $1,500.
But it's every time I pee, because if I drink every a lot of water, I pee a lot.
Yeah, I pee a lot regardless. Like, I pee like 30 times a day.
But here's the deal. I've never pissed sulfuric acid, so I can't attest to how bad that would burn. Like, if it was just like when I had a surgery, I had an appendectomy, and I didn't know that they put in a catheter. And so my first piss, when I got up out of the bed, it was like razor blades, and it burned like a motherfucker. That was pretty painful. But, I mean, $1,500 a day, I mean, that's not even $1 million a year.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
1,500 times, I was going to do some quick math in my head, but that's $500,000 a year.
Yeah, it's 500,000 a year. Yeah, 450,000.
Well, it's 547, but
okay.
Who's doing math, you know? Yeah, I don't know. That is a lot. I mean, that is a lot of money, though. We could do a lot of
obviously, you wouldn't have to work. I mean, you could
just piss.
I could live off $1,500 a day, obviously.
Yeah. But is it worth, like, do you eventually, like, what happens when I'm tired of the pain? Then does the $1,500 just stop? Like, if I just did it for, like, 5 years to where I had $2.5 million, would then could I say, okay, I'm done with this pain? Or do
I feel like if it was a life, if you do it for a life, but if you've gone like a year and a half doing it, like what's the rest? Like, I feel like at that point, it still would be painful, but you would get used to it relatively, or like live and be able to.
Well, I think it's like eventually you get so tired of the pain that you'll do it. That's why when people get tortured, they'd rather just die than deal with the pain. Like they torture more, they don't kill them. And you've dealt with the pain for how many hours? But you're like, I'm just tired of this pain. I'm ready to go. And it's kind of like when I had back pain. And I'm not saying that it was going to kill me, but it was so painful. Like, I can see why people either drug themselves or try to kill themselves, because when you wake up every day in pain to where you can't do anything, like that takes that's a mental toll. Like, no one thinks about what the mental toll the pain would do to you. And I think that probably would be better than the physical pain. And Dennis asked you a question. You can afford pain meds and other items to dull the pain.
Yep. Sure. Or no, if there's like I don't know if there's like a surgery or something that you can do where you don't actually have to pee. I'm not a big medical guy, but if you could do that.
That seems like,
or if
that
it
seems
wasn't
like
1500s, what's the price that you could do?
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing that's holding me up from answering this question is I don't know what it feels like to piss sulfuric acid.
Yeah, I think it's a no for me. And maybe it's because I have to pee right now. And like, just thinking about going to the bathroom and having burning pee sounds awful.
Hey,
I think it's a no for
me. Hey, Jason, go out to your garage, see if you have any kind of acid.
Okay. How do I pee that out?
Dip your dick in it and then pee, and we'll get a taste.
I don't think that's the same. That's outside a dick versus inside a dick.
Yeah, but some of that acid's gonna get into your meatus. All right. And that's the technical term for your pee hole, by the way. I'm a scientist, don't worry about it. But we can get a taste and see, okay, if it's just like a slight burn, you're like, oh, that's not even a burn at all. Then maybe.
I'm a hard no.
Okay.
Great. I don't even have to test it. Okay. I might do it for like 10K a day.
10K a day? What if it was just a straight $1 million a year? Tax-free.
I have to think about it, but I'm probably going no.
Okay. You know, I did something the other day that I thought I would never do because I thought this is so fucking stupid, and now I did it and I'm so ashamed of myself.
What's that?
I walked into a locker room and they greeted me, and you know what I did? What's up, brothers? And I was like, fuck. Why would I do this? Do you know what that is, Brooklyn?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So many. I was like, why the fuck am I doing that? And but it is funny. I got that sketch guy is pretty funny, but it's kind of getting old because it's every other TikTok is a sketch thing now. But
yeah, I only know it from the summer football league that they have now. Like somebody did that as a celebration. Oh, and they blew up.
Yeah, that's how I actually saw it as someone else doing a celebration, like the Final Four celebration. Someone in the basketball tournament. I was like, what the fuck's that? Yeah. And as soon as in my mind I said, what the fuck is that? Then it just TikTok started coming. Yeah. So TikTok is definitely like these Chinese people have got some shit in your brains, but not. Yeah. I don't think that that's right. That they could be able to read my mind like that.
I agree.
Because they probably think this weird motherfucker. This weird motherfucker. Whew. So Brooklyn, do you have any more questions for us?
I do. Got another one.
Hey, can you say something? Can you say something? Can you say something riveting and that we can react to, so Jeff can be happy that you're not just reacting to us?
It's not what I'm here for. I'm just here.
She said no. She just straight up said no. Can't.
Okay, fine. Fair.
Know your lane. I'm staying in my lane. I'm not trying to deviate. It's just the reaction.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Now she's producer Brooklyn, basically. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, so you get $100 for every elderly person you taser. How many are you getting?
It would be all of them. I would give two shits about elderly people. I'll tase the fuck out of them. Listen, they've had a good life.
And then I'm handing them $50. I'm tasing them and handing them $50. I'm like, here's your part.
Yeah, it's likely not going to kill them.
Yeah.
Right?
Likely. So, I mean, you're going to kill some. Some are going to die.
Hey, that's called collateral damage.
Yeah.
And we're here to make the world a better place.
Yeah.
And you know how much we could do if for every 100 dollars we got for an elderly person, we like it's
I'm going to Kroger at 6 a.m. and just collecting.
Yep. And any sit down restaurant at 4:45 p.m.
45 in the afternoon. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Collecting
100%. That's what we're gonna
the do. Worst part is, like, you could start at table one and everyone could see what you're doing. They can't get out in time. Exactly. They're slow. You are making money the entire way through.
It's like, I don't even have to piss sulfuric acid right now. Yeah. Because I'm tasing the fuck out. Think about going to a bingo hall and just right down the fucking line.
I'm making
line,
way more than $1,500 a day. Exactly. I can tell you that.
And you could offer like free things, like a free fucking like rise and dine fucking breakfast. If you come in, we'll give it to you. And as soon as they get there, ding, and they just it's you don't have to give them the fucking breakfast. You just tase them as they walk in, and bam.
Listen. If that's the deal, I'm rich. That's all.
Yeah. I would. If that's all I had to do to be rich.
And you can change it to kids and I'm still making money. It doesn't matter who it is.
You can change it to anybody. Yeah. If it's $100 for every person I tased.
It'd be harder for me to tase dogs than it would be any human being on the planet. Like, if you said dogs, I'd have to think about it. But
Humans, too. I'm doing it. Like babies that don't have any, like they can't really control what they're doing. But like once they hit 3 or 4, I'll tase the fuck out of those fuckers.
Yeah.
You know what? Because they're just being assholes.
Assholes. At this point. Yep.
Like right now, Cooper's into farting on people. And some of his farts really smell. Right? They just do. And I guarantee you, every time he came and I knew he was going to fart, I'd tase the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
See, Peck is like, I'm tasing babies. See, Peck is not a good person, you know, because babies don't have any control over what they do. Like, they're just being babies.
Yeah.
Like, they're doing the only things their brain will make them do. Like, don't you think, like, if babies could get up, walk around, talk, and do things, they would do it? They can't because they're babies. They haven't learned how to do that shit yet.
The other part of this is you don't have to tase all of them. So if I walk up on an old person or a kid that I'm like, okay, not this one. Like, this one's, you know, this one's all right with me. I'll just pass it and go find another one. The world is infinite in old people and babies.
That is true.
And children.
But here, it's just like when I'm playing Grand Theft Auto and I beat the hell out of a stripper that I just paid to sleep with. I'm taking all that money back.
Yeah.
Like, even if I leave a couple dollars on the ground, I'll think about those dollars as I'm down the street and I'll go back and get them because it's just free money.
Right.
So I would not pass up an elderly person and be like, oh, I can just get the next one. Because then I'd think about, well, I could have had $100 more if I would have got this one. Right.
No. See, for me, like, there might be a couple that I'm like, nah, that dude's cool. I'm gonna let him go and just grab the next one.
But you're kids not talking too. To him. Like, are you just talking? Like, how would you know they're cool? Like, he's wearing a fucking leather jacket and looks like the fucking Fonzie. Like,
yeah,
how would you know?
Yes. Yes. I don't know. But there's bound to be one that I walk up on and I'm like, not this guy.
Like, I guess if I walked up to an old dude that had like a fucking silvery white silver fox fucking pompadour and was wearing a fucking black leather jacket, looked like the fucking Fonz, yeah, I probably wouldn't taste
exactly.
Him.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm just saying, I'm not saying that I would pass a bunch of them. I'm just saying I do have the option. That's the best part of this deal is
it's
I there. Have the option to let one go.
It is there. You know what's wild? Is I don't think we've rarely talked about any hockey in the show.
Well, I mean, hockey kind of sucks. Have you noticed that? Like, I played the other day, and when I got done, I was just like, this sport blows.
Can you imagine this tournament idea I have where we fucking take our gear, we go to the locker room, we sit around, talk, drink a couple cold ones, and then we say, well, all right, see you in the parking lot.
Yeah.
We don't even put our gear on. We just sit in the parking lot or the locker room and then in the parking lot.
Yeah, a little locker room talk followed by the post-game brewskis in the parking lot, which are the two best parts of hockey.
Listen, if we ever are all three together again in a show, that's what we're going to do. Okay. We're just going to film ourselves walking in. We're going to talk. And we're like, all right, that's the podcast. See you later. And that was we'll talk. Hey, we're going to the hockey. I'm going to go play hockey. But we're not going to play.
We're not going to play.
At all. We're not going to.
Totally.
It's hard. It's taxing on the body.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm tired.
Reed's already in. I've already got Reed committed to paying for this idea.
Yeah.
It's called the non-hockey hockey tournament.
Listen, my favorite thing about Reed is that I can try to get him to tell me what's wrong with people because he's like, I don't know. He does something where he, you know, figures out what's wrong with people.
Yeah.
He never does it, but I ask him all the time. Like,
but he can.
It's to the point where if someone does something that's a little bit like off, I just have to look at him and he's like, no, I'm not going into it. You're not.
Do you think he's right now looking at us? Because I know he's watching us and thinking about what's wrong with us.
Yeah, I tried to get him to. I asked him what's wrong with me. He wouldn't even. He's like, no, sorry, I'm not getting paid.
Well, I think it's
diagnosed me.
Yeah, but I think it's kind of like me pooping on you. Then we couldn't be friends again.
Right.
Probably the same.
Oh, because if he tells me what's wrong with me, yeah.
Yeah, because then you'd both know that he knows.
Yeah.
And now you both know that, and now you're like, I can't be friends with him anymore.
That's fair. And I don't want to not be friends with Reed.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather just go around my life not knowing.
Yeah.
What's wrong? What could fix me and make me an immaculate human being? But, you know, and he's not on the clock.
He's not on the clock. Yeah.
See,
that's what he tells me. That's what he tells me all the time. He's like, I'm not on the clock. Sorry.
Hey, listen, he's not like it. He's not trying to work to get to the money. He's saying, hey, you got to give me the money before I work. That's right. Smart.
Smart. That's smart on him. He's way smarter than we are.
That's way smarter. and that's upsetting to me, actually. So, but anyway, other than that, I do have a question. Since you said something about Reddit, I was just browsing through. If you could steal one thing from anybody, like that's non-consequential, but would drive them absolutely insane, what would you steal?
This is like if I can go into someone's home and take something and they don't know what kind of thing.
Yeah, but it would drive them insane.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good question because I couldn't figure out anything. I mean, you can steal toothbrushes, but then they'd go get a new toothbrush. You just keep stealing it?
Yeah. I'm thinking like batteries and something like a remote, TV remote. Like if you could constantly steal someone's TV remote batteries, like that would be infuriating. Maybe like a router, like kill their internet.
Mm. What about all their silverware except the knives?
Yeah.
And all they have is knives.
just see them trying to eat cereal with a knife. Like
spaghetti. What about spaghetti?
I think spaghetti you could do, but like, could you imagine trying to get Cheerios onto a knife and like fucking put them in your mouth?
At that point, I would just take the bowl and just. So, look, Reed's acting like we're stealing his ideas. Reed, what is it? You know the answer then. Reed, what's the answer? We didn't steal it from Reed, but that sounds like a good episode to listen to. Everyone should go listen to Reed's show, Three Guys Top Fives. Where they just rate top five things.
Okay.
Maybe we could get them to do a segment on ours.
Yeah, we should.
Where they do a rating for us, but then we go on their segment. We go on their show and we do a segment with them, like a little crossover potty.
Little collab. I like that.
Yeah. And we'll do like the top five things it would take for Jason to poop on somebody.
Something to that effect. It's like,
oh, he's on the clock.
50 million, 45 million. 44 million.
All right. Well, so I actually flew in just for two nights to see my child. and I'm headed back tomorrow to Philadelphia. I'm going to see you in Columbus.
Yeah.
Jason.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to do a lot. We're going to do a live show in Columbus. So we'll have to get Brooklyn in some way.
I have to get just come to Columbus. I mean, Brooklyn, that's one come way to solve it.
See, you're going to be in New York though, right?
When is Columbus?
Not this weekend, but next weekend.
No, I'm in New York this weekend. I leave on Friday.
Yeah, but just instead of leaving on Friday, are you leaving to go to New York on Friday?
Yeah.
And how long are you there?
Till Monday.
Okay, then you just drive. Just to drive. Columbus. If you here's the deal. I'll wait around on Monday. If you drive from New York to Philadelphia, which is not that far, then you can just ride with me to Columbus.
You really strike a hard bargain. I don't know.
So much to offer for Brooklyn there.
I mean, just saying but it's for Jason, really. Jason's in Columbus, right? So we're getting everyone to Columbus. Is all I'm saying. How far is New York to? Can't be that far. Let's see.
If I had to guess, 10-ish hours.
New York, and it can be. You could take the train for a lot. New York to
Columbus?
No, Philadelphia.
Oh, Philadelphia. Okay. No, that's a couple hours, if that.
Because I'll be in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Okay, directions from New York to Philadelphia, 1 hour and 44 minutes.
Yeah.
1 hour and 44 minutes. What's the train? Train is 1 hour and 46 minutes.
You know, might as well drive.
So, there we go. And Peck says it's 9 hours to New York City from Columbus if you just want to drive straight.
Man, I'm good at it. Look at that. So, I almost nailed it.
Nick, so you're saying your favorite part of hockey is nude guys in locker rooms.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, it's what it is, man. It's just skin.
Yeah.
You know? So I did say New York to Columbus, but I meant New York to Philly. Brooklyn, think about that. Think of all the magic that can be made in Columbus. And, I mean, you already got your flight back home. Who are you flying with? WestJet. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Never mind. Fuck those guys. Fuck those guys. You can just cancel that and change it over to Columbus, because I'm flying from Columbus to YYC on Sunday, so I'm just saying.
But, yeah, got a big birthday party too on the 26th, so can't. Janine and I.
Who's?
Janine and I, we're celebrating.
Fuck Janine, saying that she's going to come on our show, never coming. Fuck her.
She probably doesn't even listen.
She doesn't even listen, does she? She listened when we talked about her. Tell her we're talking about her right now.
Yeah.
I will. I'll let her know. Well, she knows. She's ready to go on the podcast, but we always go on time where she's working. So... I know.
If she did this and made it good, she wouldn't have to work at that job.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? She can't be like Reed, not be on the clock. So right. You got to put in the effort, you know?
No. Fair.
So, I'll let her know. Anything else to add before?
No, I got to go pee, and I'm just glad it's not going to be sulfuric acid.
Dip your dick in acid, bud. Let's go.
I'm not doing it. No chance.
For the brand.
There's some things I won't do.
It's $1,500 a day.
We just found out there's some things I won't do for money. Okay. Not a lot, but some.
We should. What would Jason do for money? And we should take a poll. Like when we get all these $100 bills to do dumb shit in Vegas, and we always just lose it. We should. But I'm due. I am due, Jason. I am due. I'm 100% due. But if we got that instead to see what kind of dumb shit you would do that would bring enjoyment to people, or that I would do, I would say, or that Brooklyn would do, but we got a bunch of fucking wild animals, and that wouldn't.
Yeah. For Brooklyn, we'll have to. Yeah, and we'll have to like limit.
It's per person,
you know. Ideas.
It's per person. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not like it's what would Jason do for $100. Like everyone that it's like, okay, Jason will do this. Who's in? And we have to get to that amount from people. Like everyone's like, oh, I'll do a hundred. And
like if it's $2,000, it's like, well, we need 20 people to all put in 100, and Jason will go do this. Or we need 40 people to put in 50, and he'll go do this.
But we don't know what that is. But it's going to be something. Then we figure that out, right?
Yeah.
And I'm saying if we left that open to Brooklyn, it would be like our wild animals. They're just inappropriate.
We can't leave that open-ended for Brooklyn. It's just
unfortunately.
It's, yeah.
Even though it's 2024 and men and women are equal.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for being so progressive.
Dudes are so creepy. Can you guys stop being creeps so we can do some cool shit here? Or are you guys just going to continue to be creeps until the end of time? Probably. Creeps. All right. So nothing else for Jason. Brooklyn, anything for you? Give Jeff something other than a reaction to us. Give him something. Give him a shout out.
Hey, Jeff.
She's got to learn how we do shout outs here. So you're gonna shout out Jeff Peck. Like shout out. Jeff Peck.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? Give him a negative shout out.
Yeah, you could also add negative in front of it, and then it's a negative shout out. So you could say negative shout out, Jeff Peck.
Negative shout out, Jeff Peck.
Oh, got him. Oh, hey, get fucked, Jeff Peck.
They're calling me out.
You just got negative shout out. All right. I don't have anything either. Come play in hockey. I mean, sign up. Like, when you sign up a team, like, come. Because, you know, the tournament, like, buys the ice based on you guys signing up, you know?
And we want to see you.
And we want to see you. We want to play. Like, yeah,
we're not naked in the locker room, wherever.
Can we? What if that was on our TikTok? Were people like that? I don't know. Oh, maybe. Fuck you. What's a B asterisk 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 asterisk?
Yeah.
You know who we didn't see today? Fucking Blue Shoe Magoo.
Oh, Blue Shoe.
I'm let down. I'm fucking let down here.
Negative shout out, Blue Shoe
Negative
Magoo.
Negative shout out, Blue Shoe Magoo. But Blue Shoe Magoo, since you're on Twitch, listen, I know you probably got Amazon Prime. Everyone out there, listen, this is I'm going to sign off like this. Everyone else is out there, got Amazon Prime. You're paying for it already. This costs you nothing. You go over to twitch.tv/WLPA, you hit subscribe. There should be a box that pops up and it says you want to connect it to your Amazon game account. You say, yeah, doesn't cost you anything. Takes you to another page. You activate it. You sign in, you activate it, and then you go back and you hit use your Prime subscription. It doesn't cost you anything, but it sends us $2. And once we get a lot of $2, we can get
Jason's
like
2 minutes of your time for $2 a month for us.
And it's not costing you. But I mean, you do have to do it every month. All right. Okay. But I'll guarantee you this. If all 25,000 people did it, we'll dip Jason's dick in acid and he'll Bar none. That's
all right.
That's
if all 25,000 people do it.
Okay.
So it turns out there aren't any things that I won't do for money. It's just the amount.
Yeah. So it always is. Always is. All right. Other than that, guys, hey, be good or be good at it.